Earlier this year, the album Bleach, the debut record from Nirvana, was ranked at number 13 on Rolling Stone's 50 Greatest Grunge Albums list. Although it wasn't originally a big hit, since its release in 1989, Bleach has sold close to 2 million copies in the United States alone. You Know You're Right is a Cincinnati tribute to Nirvana on the 30th anniversary of the release of Bleach and their show at Murphy's Pub in Clifton in 1989. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is the show organizer, Charles Baker. Charles, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, before we begin, here's my disclaimer. My first child was born in 1990, so my awareness of what was going on in the music scene around that time, not so sharp. So take us back to the late 80s. Early 90s, and the birth of what they call grunge.
Sure, Elaine. Well, I was only about 13, 14 at the time myself. But being a big music fan at that age, and then this kind of radical change that did happen, and it really felt it even back then. You can look back and see the changes that were coming. But you're right, Bleach wasn't a big hit until Nirvana's album Nevermind, and then everybody looked back on Bleach. But really, Nirvana ushered in something new. But if you were to talk to Kurt today, I think he'd say he was just doing the same thing that his heroes were doing.
Are you a musician?
I am.
Did that music inspire you to pick up a guitar?
Absolutely. Still does today. I think every day I grow more of a fan of Nirvana and what they did.
Why is it time now to revisit this music, especially the really early stuff?
Well, I think a couple reasons. One is if you're walking down the street, you'll see a six-year-old wearing a Nirvana shirt. And you want to ask them, are they a Nirvana fan? But even their parents and sometimes their grandparents were fans. But I think that music has even more relevance today. And I think people are honoring Nirvana and trying to do the same thing Kurt did by just being motivated by what that band created.
And the band was really only around for a couple years,
very
right?
Short amount of time,
I mean,
yeah.
The Beatles weren't around all that long either,
right,
for the amount of impact that an artist can have. My memory of Nirvana is, like yours, just something really different from the kind of slick, posh, moosed-up hair thing,
right,
that was going on throughout the 80s. Were there other bands that were tapping into what they did?
You know, it's funny. Nirvana was the grunge band of the time, and a lot of bands from Seattle also kind of picked up on that. But they would say they weren't grunge. So you're right. I think Nirvana took that idea, that really polished, kind of tailored look and sound, and they just threw it out the door. Their first album, Bleach, was pretty rough in terms of the recording quality and the musicianship. And then when they met up with Butch Vig, the producer of Nirvana, they still really carried their own language and their own flavor through to that album with a little bit of elbow work and some magic by Butch Vig. I think today you hear there's been a big revival of garage-style music, garage rock, and I think that's what people are influenced by, was that earlier Nirvana popularity.
Do you know if there is undiscovered material, basement tapes and things like that, still out there for Nirvana?
Well, that's hard to answer. There may be, but there have been several box sets released that compiled unreleased recordings or demo tapes, but I think we've probably exhausted everything that was available.
Well, let's talk about the show.
Absolutely.
When and where?
So the show is October 25th. That's a Friday evening at the Red Moor. That's in Mount Lookout. It's an old theater that was converted into a live music venue. They still serve drinks and food. I mean, it hosts a lot of great shows throughout the year.
Who's playing?
So we've got five local bands. We've got Jacob Perez, who is a folk acoustic artist, singer-songwriter. Mara Moon, who would describe herself as acoustic grunge with a little bit of Southern influence. Sovereign Being is a three-piece that really pulls a lot of influences from the past. They have a jam band quality to them, but their musicianship is really excellent. Then we've got Bishop Battle. He's a solo performer. His style is an electro synth pop. He creates his own backing tracks, and he performs solo. So his take on these is going to be really interesting. And finally, we have a heavy metal band called 6 Hours to Kill, which I'm a member of. It's hard to describe our sound, too, but we border on the heavier side. And all of our members were really influenced by Nirvana, and we really feel like we mesh with the songs we're playing.
Did you give the artists freedom in their arrangements of Nirvana songs?
So that's a good question. Trying to organize an event like this does take a lot of coordination. I wanted all the artists to pick songs from the Nirvana catalog they felt would really speak to what they do. And I want to give them totally free range. And I hope we're not just doing straightforward covers or a tribute band. So we're incorporating some of the hits, some of the deep tracks, and some of their influences as well. So you're going to hear some non-Nirvana songs.
My guest is Charles Baker. He's here talking about You Know You're Right, a Cincinnati tribute to Nirvana, happening on the 30th anniversary of the release of the album Bleach. Were you at that show at Murphy's Pub?
You know, I absolutely was, along with 5,000 other people that
Talk
say they were there. No, I wasn't. So that is one of those shows that I think local Cincinnatians that were around at that time kind of hold dear to themselves, because Nirvana only came to Cincinnati two times, early on the Bleach tour and 2 years later. They didn't return to Cincinnati. I think there was only about maybe 30 to 40 people at that show. There are recordings of it online you can listen to. It's entertaining.
Who do you expect to come to this show, Charles?
It is a 21 and up show, but I think we'd love to have people like myself that grew up with Nirvana and really kind of came of age listening to Nirvana, but also younger people who are experiencing Nirvana sound or the music from the 90s for the first time. I tried to make the lineup as diverse as I could, so I really hope that a wide array of people from Cincinnati come to the show.
Do you expect to see a couple of flannel shirts?
I wanted to hold a costume contest at one point. I certainly would encourage it if people wore a t-shirt over a long sleeve shirt, some torn up jeans, your Converse, a flannel or two would be appropriate.
We've been visiting with Charles Baker, the mastermind behind You Know You're Right, tribute to Nirvana. The show happens October 25th at the Redmore in Mount Lookout at 7 o'clock. For more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. Charles, thank you so much for stopping by and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.